Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Natural Times with Taliva Johnson, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. This is episode 77. Today is a good day. And when today is a good day, you always want to do good things. Feel good things, think good things. I believe that goes hand in hand. Well, today is a good segment that I want to spin off, and it's some informational, and this is an informational segment as well. And it's all about self-care. What I can do for self to make me feel good. Well, I have a few positive words to start off today's segment. And it says, I am willing to take a deeper breath right now. I'm willing to inhale who I am and exhale who I am not. I believe that I can feel totally different than how I felt before. And this is by a writer by the name of Jennifer Williamson. Those are good words for today. Let's start off today. This is episode 77, and this is my self-help episode. This is a segment that goes on to, you know, give you some new information on what you can do for self-healing. Because we give ourselves away to the world so much daily. And we have a tendency to not do too much for ourselves, whether it's to pamper ourselves, stop for a few minutes to breathe in ourselves. Just pretty much do for ourselves because we do for others all the time. And we're always on press. We're always on that button to always give our way to the world and what everything the world needs. Okay, this is a trending one though. And it may not seem so, but it's trending. Why I say that is because we do everything for everybody. We do for our jobs, we do for people. But to do for ourselves is something that people are actually looking to want to do more of. And like a friend of mine was talking, and she says, you know, sometimes when I want to do for myself, I don't know what to do. Basically, you don't know where to start. What you feel like you want to start with a massage, or you feel like you want to start with being pampered, or you want to start with just taking time to read a book. You just don't know where to start because you're constantly on the go. So why I say this is a trending segment is because self-help, self-care is something that is always put on the back burner. It's never forefront in part of everything that we do. So I'm going to start. I'm going to give you some ideas to start with. I'm going to give you one idea to start with right now on what to do with self-care. Now, every self-awareness, there is a chance for any one of us to get connected, to revel in a little self-help, self-healing, or just doing for self. All that cannot hurt. It'll just add to whatever else that you're doing. There are things that we can get pleasure in doing. There are things that we can feel invigorating in doing, whether for ourselves or for others. We can generate good feelings and good gratification when you do self-help. Now, here is a self-help effect that you could perform that may have some benefits for you. Here is a self-help that you would not even believe can actually do and feel invigorated in doing so. Now, it's called pressure points. You've heard of acupuncture, where they insert needles in different pressure points of the body. Well, here's another flip to that, where you can actually apply pressure to different parts of your body to stimulate, to activate, to invigorate something that might be ailing, that might be that you're feeling pain, or to feel a little stimulation or stimulate an organ, a vessel, a muscle, just by applying pressure. And it goes even further to that, because you can stop and step away from everything that you're doing and just give yourself a little self-love. Let's put it that way. And I remember years ago, they used to call these pressure points, they used to call it Reiki. Reiki is applying pressure to different areas. And I remember going to a doctor, and he was a naturopath. And before he would give you any kind of recommendation, he would actually listen to how different organs in your body is functioning through these Reiki pressure points. And when he's finished, I would be amazed at the ideas that he came up with. And when he gave you like a remedy to assist or to help those weakened areas, those weakened organs, circulatory system, I'm still amazed on when he did give you these recommendations, it would work. So maybe in my mind, I thought it would work. Or maybe in my mind, I thought that he was doing something and what he was doing would work. Whatever he did, to me, it worked. And I still felt benefits as months and months and months along the line. So yeah, he probably did something. But he would apply some pressure underneath my feet, and he will just hold there, and it's like he would listen. And after he finished, he says, you know, you have a weak liver, and I'm going to give you something to strengthen your liver. And like, maybe I'll come back to him a year later to go through, you know, something else. He would ask you what you come here for, but what you came there for, he would address that, but then he'll also address other things he might see that is lacking in your body. I was just amazed by him, and I would pay him the money just to hear him tell me these things, because, you know, I believed in what he did. But anyway, the self-care is actually pressure points that you can apply to your hands, to your arms, your legs, your neck, in order to make any part of your body feel just a little bit better. And I have practiced and have done these self-care tips on applying pressure. And as you go along, you start to feel whatever it is, be relieved little by little. But you have to keep doing it. So keep doing it is okay, because you're doing it to your body, your own self, and you're not hurting it. You're just applying a little pressure. Now, these are pressure points that you can do to your hands that make you feel a little better. Just your hands alone. Face it, if we're all up against the world, our minds and our body go through a lot. But how helpful it would be if we can offset some of these ailments, pains, and anxieties in a natural way. Think about it. At no cost at all. What is it going to cost you? Cost you a little time? Cost you a little areas where you feel that it's not needed? That's all it's going to do, is cost you a little time to stop and get in tune with yourself. That's all it costs. First, let me tell you that there are 400 pressure points in the hand. And you can use either hand. You can use your left hand. And if you're a lefty, you can use your right. And if you're a righty, you can use your left. Either side that you use, it still applies to whatever part of that body needs a little assistance. Now, for those non-pain issues, it's best to use the hand opposite the side that the pain originated. Now, let's say that you have something going on your left side. You use your right hand and you just apply the pressure to your right hand for that particular problem. Or if it's not a pain or an ailment, it's just to feel a little good in your hand, you use the opposite side. And using your thumb and erase, you can use your thumb in order to apply the pressure. You can use the eraser at the back of a pencil. So you can use a pencil and use, it's good to use a clean side of the eraser, a clean eraser on that pencil. You know, just to kind of, I don't know, but to get the full effect. Or you can use a rounded end of a bobby pin. Just apply a little pressure. Whatever you use, these are instruments that are very, you could use, find around in the house, and that are very small, but it has a particular ending that can apply direct pressure instead of you trying to use a big object and the big object is just not applying. You just need something small to really push in and apply that pressure. Now, let's start with headaches. A lot of us have headaches. And headaches is something that we take, a Tylenol, whatever, Motrin, something to relieve that pain. But if you apply pressure and use that technique just for a headache, maybe you're better off instead of taking medicines. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not going against any pharmaceuticals or those who tend to take some kind of over-the-counter drug to feel a little better. I am not promoting anything. All I'm saying, this is just an added information that when you need help with certain things, here's something else that you can try. Maybe you can try this before you go get the over-the-counter drug. I'm just saying. Now, if you have a headache or maybe a throat pain, this procedure or this technique is called the fish border. Fish, F-I-S-H, border. And it's a pinch or apply a small pressure on the fleshy part of your hand. And that's the flesh between the thumb and your wrist, where you have that fatty piece of flesh, meat, between your thumb and your wrist. And all you do is you pinch that area, or you apply pressure to that fatty or fleshy part of that hand. And you just apply pressure from 30 to 60 minutes, 60 seconds, sorry. 30 to 60 seconds, you will apply pressure. And like I said, it's either you pinch that fleshy part or you apply pressure with the end of a bobby pin, the end of a eraser, the end of a pencil, the eraser part, not the point, the eraser part, or you can use your thumb and just apply pressure for 30 to 60 seconds. And this is another way to relieve headaches. Now, migraine headaches might be something totally different because it's more something that's going on in your body. And maybe if you even try this technique, it will probably add to a little help, because migraine can be very debilitating for those who do have it. It's a suffering feeling that can take away your whole thought patterns because of that excruciating pain in your head. But I think if you try this technique, maybe it will relieve some of that. And this particular technique is good for throat pain. Now, the next one, it's called, and this one is, that one was called the fish border. Excuse me. Now, the next one is called, the next technique is called joining valley. And like I said, this one is for those who are my migraine sufferers and any facial issues that you might have, nosebleeds, eye pain, tooth or mouth pain, and any allergy issues that you might be going or experiencing. Also, this joining valley technique is good for boosting the immune system. Now, the technique is that you take either hand, your right or your left, and you spread your fingers apart. Now, the middle finger, which is and your index finger and thumb, these are the areas that you're going to concentrate on. It's between your index finger and your thumb. And it's the midpoint between your index finger and your thumb. If you can locate that area in your mind, that you spread your fingers apart, and it's the middle point between your index finger and your thumb. Now, what you do is that you apply pressure or squeeze for 30 to 60 seconds each. You can do it on your right hand, and then you can do it on your left hand. And why I think you should do it on both hands is because, like I said before, migraine sufferers is way different than just a normal headache. It is a debilitating feeling. And if you can apply it on your right and your left hand, then maybe you can stand of giving yourself a better chance of helping to relieve those issues. And like I said, it's self-healing, self-care. All it does, it doesn't cost anything, but just giving yourself a few minutes to move and pull yourself away from the world and just apply and just give yourself a little self-love. Now, like I said, I have to repeat this because it's very important, because it helps with migraine, facial issues, nosebleeds, eye pain, tooth or mouth pain, and allergy issues. And it also can boost your immune system. And it's the area, the middle point between your index finger and your thumb. And all you do is squeeze and apply pressure for 30 to 60 seconds. I think that is a great help for my migraine sufferers. Now, the next one I want to introduce to you is another technique which addresses the feeling of sadness, fear, worry, agitation, or anxiety. And, excuse me, someone was getting ready to call me about a particular information. And to relieve these feelings, what you can do is make a fist. And the area where your pinky finger touches inside your palm, you make a fist, a regular fist, and the area where your pinky finger touches and inside your palm, that's the point where you're going to apply the pressure. So when you open your hand, you pretty much look and see the area where your pinky finger touches, and you apply pressure right there, and you massage that area. This is called the lesser pallas. And I think this is just my observation and my thought on it. Because it's called the lesser pressure is because the pinky finger is the smallest finger on your hand. And when you make the fist and it applies pressure or indentation right there in that area, it's a small finger. And like I said, you apply pressure and massage that area. And this is called the lesser pallas. And it helps with sadness, fear, worry, agitation, or anxiety. And to relieve those fingers, you apply that pressure. Just by making your fist and the area where your pinky touches, that's where, in your palm, that's where you apply the pressure. And if you do that maybe 5 minutes a day, or whenever you feel that you need to stop and just pull back a little and give yourself a few minutes, try those things. It can also be part of your meditation. It could be part of your quiet time, where you can use these techniques. Now, this other technique is used, and it's called the stiff neck. And it is to relieve neck pain, shoulder pain, and any tension in those areas. And we do keep and carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. So that's why this technique is called the stiff neck. And it is located, we're going to concentrate on the back of the hand. That's where it's located, more on the back of the hand, where we're going to apply the pressure. Now, this area that you're going to really look for, it's before the knuckles, between your index and middle finger. Now, if you turn your hand over and have the back of your hand facing you, you look for your knuckles, the knuckle area, between the index and the middle finger. And right there, before your knuckle, you sit there and you apply some pressure. And this is to relieve neck pain, shoulder pain, and any tension that you might be experiencing. And don't apply pressure to the point where it hurts. You're just going to apply some pressure that you feel and notice that it's pressure. And all you do is just apply that for 30 to 60 seconds. I've tried these over the years, and they do help. Now, the next one is called the pericardium 8. These names do have some correlation to the area that is affected. So it's very good to even know, by using those words, what part of the body that is actually going to zoom into. Now, this is called the pericardium 8. It's a technique used for when you're being anxious. You want to quiet and steady the mind. And when you can't fall asleep, you might have heart palpitations or chest pains. Now, by no means necessary, if you're having heart palpitations or chest pains, you know, some people get a little heart palpitations from drinking a lot of coffee. Maybe you need to cut back on the coffee a little and see if those palpitations are lessened. But if they don't, by no means do not hesitate to go and seek some kind of further medical attention. Even if you're having chest pains, do not play around with chest pains. If you're experiencing any kind of tightness whatsoever, your first instinct is to go to and seek medical attention, because it can be a more greater or larger situation outside of just applying a little pressure. But this technique is called the pericardium 8, and it's for those who are feeling anxious. You want to quiet and steady the mind, and when you can't fall asleep. Now, the pressure point where I want to tell you is that it's located also in the palm of your hands. So turn your hand up facing you with your palm facing you. And by making another fist, and it's where the middle finger touches inside the palm of your hand. And that area is where you're going to apply some pressure. And you use the other hand, which is your right hand for your left, or your left hand for the right. And this time, you apply pressure for 60 seconds. Everything else I was telling you, from 30 to 60 seconds. But for the pericardium 8, and where your middle finger touches inside the palm of your hands, that's where you're going to apply pressure for 60 seconds. And we know 60 seconds is 1 minute. Open your hand, look where their middle finger touches after you made a fist, and this is where you apply pressure for the 60 seconds. And everyone feels and can get some benefits just for quieting the mind, steady the mind. I know I have times where I can't sleep and it has nothing to do. I may not even have a cup of coffee, and I'm not a big coffee drinker, but you know, I might have so much things on my mind that I can't sleep. Well, maybe doing a little self-care, a little self-love, just to apply the pressure in that area, it helps to fall asleep. It might help. Just try it. Give it a chance. Like I said, you know, self-love is a wonderful thing. Now, finally, the next technique I want to tell you about is called the Bayox. Now, this is for the hand itself, because you're using the hand to apply pressure. But also, you have people that have problems with their hand. It's also good for osteoarthritis and any pain that you might experience through arthritis. And I had people from meditation groups, yoga groups, and some acupuncturists out there who have told me that this is one of the techniques that they use or offer in a lot of their centers and a lot of their programs that they have customers for. And for applying pressure to the webbing area, that means when you open your fingers and you see the areas where it looks like it's a web, that's the area that we're going to look and concentrate on. But the focal point is between each finger, you apply pressure to the webbing area of each finger for 30 to 60 seconds. Now, this is good because you get to use both your hands. You can use your right for your left and your left for the right, but you're using both your hands and you're applying the pressure to each hand. And the yogis, the acupuncturists, and they have, and meditation groups have told me that this is one of the techniques that they show and offer in their programs. And this is called the Bayox for the hand, just for the hand alone. And I have relatives that have, that has arthritis, not just in their hands, but you know, different parts of their body, but it's more concentrated in the hand. So, you know, we all know, if we knew this information years ago, some of the debilitating effects of arthritis in our hands, probably, who knows, it'll probably help with those also. But you spread your fingers apart and you apply pressure in the webbing area of each hand for 30 to 60 seconds. And this helps with osteoarthritis pain. Now, I have suggestions for those who want to try any of these pressure point techniques. Or if this is your first time practicing this technique, it's used as a warmer, as a timer, as a stopwatch. Now, if you don't know how long or it's counted in your mind, take all of those stresses out. Use the timer, a small timer that you can get at any of these stores, and set it for 1 minute, or set it for half a minute, which is 30 seconds, and 60 seconds is a minute. And every time when you do any of these techniques, set it. Or set the stopwatch on your phone, or if you have a stopwatch through any of your devices that you might use, and just watch and wait till the hand goes off, because at least you know that you have applied their pressure for the amount of time.